This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.
Aaron Teal of AgMarket.net. Aaron, what do we see in the grain markets today to wrap up this week?
You know, today in the grain markets traded a little bit higher. It's been a bit of a volatile and sideways trading week. The corn market's been in that $4.80 to $5 range for the most part on the new crop. And then on the soybeans, we've been able to test up against the $12 range, but haven't been able to sustain enough buying to get all the way through it. Corn's finishing up about a penny right now, as well as soybeans are up about a penny as well. They were trading a little bit higher earlier in the day, but kind of gave it up into the close. Here to going into the three-day weekend.
And then when we get a three-day weekend like this, do we usually see some sell-off, or is the Memorial Day weekend a different case?
You know, I think any three-day weekend we can see that funds are going to position themselves in the correct way, so we can see we've had a tendency to see big news come out on the weekends, and so I wouldn't be surprised if there was something that came out at some point, whether it's Memorial Day or this weekend. It's just always appropriate with the extra day of no trading that the fund isn't going to get their position or get over their skis too much where they get caught in a bind.
Again, was Aaron Teal of AgMarket.net. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
At the close, July corn up one even at 463 1/4. December new crop up 1.5 at 486 1/2. July soybeans up 2 1/4 at 1196 1/2. November new crop up one even, 1187 3/4. July soybean meal up 350 at 331.90. Soybean oil up 11 cents at 73.98. On the Merc, June live cattle up 15 cents at 249.30. August feeders down 667 at 349.85. June lean hogs up 62 cents at 95.75. Pork cutout went unchanged at 111.20. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.